SRN News, I'm John Scott. Southern California could see as much as 6 inches of rain in the mountains and 3 inches in coastal areas and valleys. Rain has begun falling in California due to an atmospheric river. One official said the area is desperate for rain, but this storm might bring too much too quickly. The GOP-controlled Senate has confirmed Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the next Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services. More on this from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Kennedy was confirmed 52-48 with every Republican voting in favor except for former party leader Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. Democrats unanimously opposed Kennedy's confirmation despite his long history of left-wing views on abortion and environmental regulation. On day one of his confirmation hearings, Kennedy addressed Republican concerns about his support for late-term abortion and Roe v. Wade as recently as his presidential campaign. Largely deferring to President Trump, Kennedy promised pro-lifers that he would restore freedom of conscience protections and end federal funding for abortions. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
U.S. Senator Tina Smith of Minnesota says she won't seek re-election, dealing a blow to her fellow Democrats' hopes of retaking the Senate in 2026. Also at SRNNews.com, Hamas says it will release the next group of 3 Israeli hostages as planned. That would pave the way toward resolving a major dispute in the ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell has this report.
Mediators have sounded very positive on this. An Egyptian TV channel, which is close to intelligence there, put out a report saying that Egypt and Qatar say that the parties in the ceasefire deal are committed to implementing it. We know that in particular they've been working on the Hamas complaints about aid going into Gaza, notably fuel and shelters.
This is SRN News. President Trump receiving praise from some unexpected quarters.
Martina Navratilova was an iconic women's tennis champion. She's also an open lesbian, an LGBT activist, a Democrat, and a harsh critic of Mr. Trump. But she is cheering his executive order aimed at keeping men out of women's sports, saying the Democrats totally dropped the ball on this issue. And former Olympic champion Bruce Jenner, who's currently living as a woman, also says he supports the president on transgenderism in sports. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawyers for South Carolina and Planned Parenthood are returning to the state's highest court to argue how restrictive the state's abortion ban should be. The law is being enforced in South Carolina as a ban on almost all abortions around 6 weeks after conception, setting that mark as the time that an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected. But Planned Parenthood arguing the ban should start around 9 or 10 weeks. This is SRN News. An expansion of the school voucher access in Tennessee will allow families to use taxpayer dollars on private school expenses regardless of income. Students living in the country illegally will be prohibited from participating. Voters in South Texas will soon be deciding whether Elon Musk can have his own town.
An election is set for May to decide whether Starbase Texas can be legally incorporated. The private spaceflight company submitted an incorporation petition late last year for the area where SpaceX has its launch pad. Cameron County Judge Eddie Trevino says if given the stamp of approval, this will be the first new town in 30 years.
That's Tasia Stevens. The New York Jets announcing they told quarterback Aaron Rodgers they're moving on without him next season. Rodgers hasn't said whether he intends to play another NFL season. Rodgers has 1 year of non-guaranteed money left on his contract. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.